The veteran navigators serving Livingston, Washtenaw, Monroe, and Lenawee counties are proud to present Beyond the Uniform, a Walking with Warriors podcast. Each month, we share the personal stories, challenges, triumphs, and experiences of Michigan veterans and military families. These are conversations about service, sacrifice, resilience, and the journeys that continue long after the uniform comes off. Now, here's your host.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on today's program is Ted Aranda. And Ted is pretty well known here in Lenawee County, but many of you listeners might not be aware of some of Ted's story. And so we're going to be talking with Ted about his service in the military. And Ted, I want to first off thank you for taking time out of your day to talk with us.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So can you, I guess, start with what branch of service and what your title was?
Yes. I went into the Army in 1967, and I was a sergeant in Vietnam by the time I came home. But basically, that's what I did for 18 months, Vietnam veteran.
A tough war to be in. Did they finally call it a war, or is it still a...
I don't think they call it a war. They call it more of a conflict.
Conflict,
yeah, or police in action.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, we have a lot of veterans that were involved in that war. And, you know, the program is about after the uniform. And so
right.
What did you find, you know, beyond the uniform, what did you find when you got back to the States after that?
Well, when I got back from the States, of course, we didn't talk about it much because our country was so divided.
Yes.
So divided about the war. And as you probably know, Vietnam veterans, they did not receive a warm reception. They were spit at, you know, called vulgar names, whatever.
Yes.
So for the most part, most of us did not even want to wear our uniforms when we came back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the less people knew about us being in the military, especially Vietnam, the more comfortable we were. It's a lot of stress trying to convince somebody that you should be over there, and there was, you know, your country's calling. You know, when they call, you know, you have to go. But of course, some people didn't. But that was the tough part. And secondly, people always want to know why we didn't talk about our experiences. The second reason is because some of the experiences were pretty horrible. Mm-hmm. When you talk about being in war and killing, having to kill people in combat, that's just something that people do not want to talk about.
Right.
You know, and if you do talk about it, all that does is rehash everything, causes more nightmares and flashbacks.
Right.
Keep in mind, when I came back from Vietnam, there was no such word as post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay.
They didn't even recognize it back then. And as far as the VA, they did not acknowledge that either. So just talking about it was very, very stressful.
When do you think things finally started to change as far as getting better service?
Well, I went over 50 years without talking about it.
Wow.
or even contacting the VA.
Okay.
But about a year ago, my good friend Erica Beam, she finally convinced me to try to get the disability benefits that I've had coming to me.
Okay.
And that's when I found out what the VA is all about. Prior to that, I had no idea. Didn't want benefits, didn't want to talk about it and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the VA now, they're doing a great job, in my opinion.
Okay.
Okay, because they have helped me with my disability claims.
Okay.
Okay, but 70% of my disability was post-traumatic stress. Yeah.
Well, no doubt. Well, and that's the whole idea of the Walking with Warriors, is how do we get more veterans to find out more things sooner and be more comfortable talking about things
That's the difficult part, and that's what Valor is all about. Walking with warriors, you know, and getting people to come to the Valor breakfasts, because that's where they get educated, you know, about giving them free breakfast. That sort of lures them in.
Right.
But there's so many guest speakers that they're tremendous at trying to get you to sign up for the benefits that you have coming. Mm-hmm. But usually there was the same old story. I don't need the money. You know, I'm doing fine, and there's nothing wrong with me.
Right.
Well, people did not want to acknowledge that they had post-traumatic stress. There's nothing wrong with me.
Of course
right?
not.
Because a lot of people, they do a damn good job of hiding that.
Well, and I think that that's, you know, part of why they have this whole 22 a day
exactly.
thing going with veterans mm-hmm. is it, you have to talk about some things. And people in just, not even veterans, but people in stress need to have people to talk to.
Well, you have to talk about it, Kathy, because I learned that if you don't talk about it, it's never going to get better.
No, it just swells up inside.
You have to face it, talk mm-hmm. about it head on. So that's the nice thing about Valor. There's so many people there, veterans like mm-hmm. myself, mm-hmm. that have post-traumatic stress, and we talk about it. So we're kind of each other's therapy.
Right.
But to hide it all these years, it never goes away because you don't talk about it.
Right.
But you have to confront it. You have to confront it, face it head on, and then move on from there.
So Erica is involved with this Walking with Warriors program, mm-hmm. which is a large program that she actually represents several counties here. And it's located at the Align Center?
Right, okay. Right at the Align Center.
And so, you know, veterans can go in there, find out more about the Walking with Warriors program, and find out what kind of help they could get. And they help with walking them through all this paperwork.
They will walk them through all the steps.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done it without them.
No. Well, and that's the key is, you know, how do we get... I think each war is different.
Mm-hmm.
Each veteran's experiences are different.
Absolutely.
And yet... we need to have the resources there
mm-hmm.
to help them and meet them each where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it comes to, I mean, it's a pride thing, saying I don't need any help, I'm just fine.
It is a pride thing. Yeah. It is. You know, and there's always that stigma. If you have post-traumatic stress, you know, mm-hmm. it's a sign of weakness.
It is not.
So, of course it's not.
It's not.
But especially in men, you know, you let on that you have post-traumatic stress, it's a sign of weakness.
Right.
So you try to hold it. But it's not a sign of weakness. It's real.
So would you say, it sounds like you are finally getting some help that you probably could have used years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so how do we engage differently with not only the veterans that have been out of the service mm-hmm. for quite a while,
mm-hmm.
but with this you know, next generation of veterans
mm-hmm.
that are experiencing it a little bit differently. I mean, there's always a conflict going on somewhere. We're all proud to be Americans, and so we do serve.
Right. Again, it's all about awareness.
Yeah.
Again, when I got out of the service, there was no awareness. There were no programs for people that have post-traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm.
There was no such thing as decompressing,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like at the end of World War II, the war ended. Everybody came home together.
Heroes, yeah.
Together mm-hmm. as heroes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they had a chance to decompress a little bit,
mm-hmm.
okay, together before they come back.
Right.
But Vietnam veterans, you're in Vietnam one day, you know, in the jungles,
right.
and next week you were back at work.
Yeah.
Where I worked at Fisher Body in 1 week.
Okay.
In the jungles of Vietnam, and the next week, right back at work again. And it's difficult. It's difficult because you're not the same person.
Right.
And because you're not the same person, people recognize what the hell's wrong with you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have no idea.
Now, did your family seem to come along well over the years, or did they all have the same kind of stigma? Did, you know, people just walk?
Well,
tread lightly around you?
Not really.
Okay.
Because nobody really knew I had post-traumatic stress.
Okay.
I did a real good job of hiding it.
Right.
You know what a functional alcoholic is?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they can drink in the morning, drink at lunchtime, drink afterwards, but nobody knows they're an alcoholic.
Right.
They can still function.
Right.
But they're still an alcoholic.
Right.
I was doing something sort of like that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, I was working and I was considered a fantastic employee, lovable, everybody liked me, blah, blah, blah.
And everybody still loves you, Ted.
But the point I'm making is nobody knew that I had post-traumatic stress.
Right.
Until you're alone.
Right.
See, all that all that was a distraction.
Right.
All that was a distraction, even with the dog training business. Mm-hmm. You guys are really, really good at distracting me from the underlying issues that I had. But when you're not working, like when I was working at Fisher Body in the evenings, that's when you have the flashbacks and nightmares.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When you're conversing, you're keeping yourself busy, you don't.
Right.
But it was the same thing. And when I was training dogs, still in the business, the busier I was, the less time I had to think about it. But in the evening, there's no distractions. That's when you suffer the most. That's where the nightmares come in.
Exactly.
That's where the flashbacks come in.
Exactly.
But it's all about, again, awareness.
Okay.
People have to start making veterans that come back from whatever war or conflict they're in that there's help.
Yes.
There's help. And not be ashamed.
Right.
To get the help, but again, excellent. It's all about getting the word out there. There is help, and you've got to understand that if we don't reach out to them, they probably won't reach out to us until
Too late.
It's too late.
You've lost a lot of veterans. So, well, Ted, we appreciate you sharing your story with us, and hope that your healing continues.
I'm doing well.
That's good.
Believe
well,
me.
And you really are. You're not faking it.
No. I'm doing well.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we want to encourage people, check out Walking with Warriors. They have a lot of help that's available to you. Thanks again, Ted.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Uniform, a Walking with Warriors podcast. To learn more about the Walking with Warriors program and resources available to Michigan veterans and military families, visit michigan.gov/walkingwithwarriors. Join us again on the last Thursday of each month at 6:15 p.m. for another inspiring conversation on Beyond the Uniform. If you've missed an episode, you can listen anytime on the WLEN YouTube channel, or under the on-air audio tab at WLEN.com. Until next time, thank you to all who have served, and to the families who serve beside them.